Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Once again, for this to be successful, in my eyes, I really would love for you to call in. You could be anonymous or change your name or just be proud and say who you are. Whatever's easier. It doesn't really matter to me. 833-JOE-ALEX. I saw this online, Porkchop, and I wanted you to kind of chime in too. A guy shared when, quote, he decided to be gay.
All right, I got a couple questions.
Yeah.
Does that mean, like, when he decided to come out? Or does that mean, like, when did he actually decide to be gay?
Well, here, let me explain this to you. 833-JOE-ALEX. A Twitter user named Simon decided to, quote, share the exact moment he decided to become gay. Now, here's the thing. He's obviously kidding, but there were some pretty funny reactions. Because he's saying, you don't choose to be gay. You're born that
right.
way.
Interesting. Okay.
And I believe that, too. I'm not going to get into a big argument. So before everybody blows me up saying, you're so stupid, Joe. You don't choose to be. Trust me. I don't care what you are. I love you. It doesn't matter. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm kind of wondering, though. I'm going to share some of these funny reactions because people kind of played along with this thing on Twitter. I kind of would like to know, like, Porkchop, if you're comfortable sharing this in a second, I want to know, how did you come out? How was that? Did you know you were gay for a while? Like, I want to get into that, but I want to read some of these real quick. 833-JOE-ALEX, if you want to call in now, we can line those calls up. One guy said, actually, this is Simon. What else he said? He said, so, for me, it was a beautiful spring day, and I just thought, you know what? I really want to disappoint my parents. I want to offend my church, limit my options, lose my rights, live in fear of homophobia, be afraid to hold my partner's hand, you know, things like that. I'm like, okay, that's pretty funny. This one person said on Twitter, someone told me I could be gay temporarily, you know, just try it out for a year. After my 365-day trial ended, I just went month to month. Now I can't find the support number or email address to cancel, so I just stayed gay. And then this one's kind of serious, but it goes to show, like, when people say, when'd you choose to be gay? It's like, I was born that way, bud. It was during the 80s at the height of the AIDS panic and stigma. I thought, you know, I'll have some of that. So 833-JOE-ALEX, if you are gay, man or woman, I'd love to hear from you. But Porkchop, can I kind of kick things off with you? And I'm kind of curious to know, like,
I mean,
are you comfortable, first of all? You don't have to.
1,000%. And, you know, I will say, too, I don't know if you, I mean, like you said, you don't want to get into the, like, quote-unquote political debate about it.
That's not what this topic's about.
Right,
I'm not saying, were you born that way, or
well,
did you choose to be?
I honestly, I don't know. I don't know
really?
If I was born that way, or if it something happened in my, you know, childhood that it helped persuade to be that way. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't care. But I will say, most of my young life, I think I identified as straight.
So would you have, like, crushes on, like, girls on TV?
Oh, most definitely.
And, or like, you fantasize,
like,
about kissing,
like,
them?
My dad always called the two, what is it on Full House? Not Michelle Tanner. The twins.
Those are twins.
Yeah. My dad always said, like, oh, they were my little girlfriends. And yeah, like, I did.
Because you liked them?
Yeah.
And you wanted to, like, kiss them?
Yeah, most definitely. And, I mean, it wasn't until, like, high school that I started thinking, you know, guys might be attractive. Because my whole entire life growing up, I always envisioned myself having a wife and family and kids,
the
quote-unquote
well,
natural
like that's,
way.
Yeah, that's normal. That's like the society norm. That's what you were grown up watching on television
and
everything like
but
that.
But that's actually how I felt,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
It was just at some point in my life, I started realizing that, okay, you know, guys might be interesting. And then I met Chase, and I thought for sure I could never date a guy. And then, what do you know, our 7-year anniversary is in 2 days.
No, for you and Chase, if you never could date a guy, who asked each other out?
I mean, I did. I was the one that asked him out, but like,
so was
I wasn't sure.
Wait, was Chase the first guy that you kissed? Or did you have experiences with guys before Chase, like maybe in high school?
Why do you have to ask me that, Liv?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a good question.
I mean, my parents aren't listening. My mom's at work. So, I mean.
Oh, God. Thank God.
I mean, yeah, I had some other experiences. Oh, and I something else I want to say since I know my mom's not listening. Allegedly, I found out that the reason my parents put me in baseball, like I played baseball for 5 years, was because the, like, a therapist told them that would, quote unquote, make me straight.
Well, I mean, that's interesting because I don't know a lot about being gay, but aren't there pitchers and catchers? Hey, let's talk to Mark this morning. Hey, Mark, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. I don't know if you knew what you're getting into, but are you comfortable kind of sharing, like, you know, if you, I guess when you kind of came out, like when you knew?
I'm good.
All right. Well, what's your story? Like, what happened?
Well, my story, I don't know. I really wasn't for sure for a long time, but I remember really young, I see police busting into people's houses because guys are in there, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and for some reason that clicked on me. Like, am I like that? Aren't I? Mm-hmm. You know? So, but then as I got older, you know, I tried to do the straight thing. I tried to conform to society, but, you know, it just wasn't working. And it didn't help when, you know, the other guys in the neighborhood, you know, we all go off in the cornfield and have these little jerks. So,
dude,
so that didn't help. I mean, no. They all turned out to be straight, but, you know.
Yeah, but thank you, Mark, for calling in, man. Yeah. I appreciate that.
That is a bit much.
That's a lot of sharing, but hey, man, I appreciate that. Let's go to, are we saying this person's name?
Yeah, Caroline.
Oh, okay, Caroline. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Hey, are you willing to share something?
Yeah, I was just going to say kind of the question of whether or not you, like, knew. I knew in middle school, I just thought I liked girls. Like, I just really wanted to be their friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're just so cool. And then I realized, I was like, no, you kind of like them.
Right.
So.
It's a little bit different than just wanting to, like, braid each other's hair.
So when you realized that, was that hard for you? Or were you just like, this is cool, this is what it is?
Oh, yeah, no, I still remember there was one time in middle school that I asked my friends, I was like, are you ever like, wow, I really like guys, but like, I kind of wonder about girls, and everybody was like, no, I don't know that.
It's like awkward, well, I was just kidding.
So I like denied it for a long time.
So right. When did you come out, if you don't mind me asking?
I came out in like college.
Oh, wow, so okay, that's just, kind of late.
My family's a little religious.
Yeah, I get
that. And I told them after I told some friends. And they were all good about it.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you for calling in and sharing that. I really appreciate it. We appreciate you.
You know, it is really, really hard. And I didn't actually come out until just 2 years ago. And I mean, me and Chase, like I said, we've been dating 5 years. So for 5 years of our life, our relationship was hidden. And I actually kind of came out on Facebook. Can I tell you what I said? It got 700 likes.
Okay, yeah, I figured somebody poked you. But no, what was said on Facebook?
They don't do that anymore. It's all likes, Joe.
It says, my bad.
I consider myself a pretty easygoing person. I have also been known to be a people pleaser. I'm happy when everyone else around me is happy. I also like to avoid confrontation and arguments. Well, this one's going to be hard because I'm going to have to break my own character for a moment. I am who I am. I'm Garrett, the same guy you've always known. Nothing has changed except that I'm much happier now. I've been in a relationship with an awesome guy for 5 years, and if this bothers you, I'm sorry. I won't hold it against you if it does. It's just not easy living a life of hiding for these past 5 years.
Aww.
If it does bother you, just be happy it's not you that has to live with this life of hiding. I hope that one day no one has to feel ashamed for who they are. It all starts with you. Treat others as you want to be treated, regardless of sex, race, orientation. This world would be a such better place. I also have a ton of friends that are very religious and look down upon same-sex relationships. Well, I just want you to know, God knows where I am in my heart, which isn't a good place.
Wow, that gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, you're making me cry over here, you jerk.
That's so sweet.
I mean it, but...
Aww. Aww. And I feel like you consider yourself bisexual.
Correct.
So that might be a little different too, mm-hmm. realizing your interest for men, because you grow up still having an interest for women and you still to this day have interest for women.
Right.
I mean, I get where Porkchop's coming from. I think most guys, like, if they're deep down, honest, like, we just want somebody to touch it.
I mean, oh, my God.
Always got to go
Joseph!
That way.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.